They just posted, Doma's dead. And my contact was screaming in the phone, it's done, it's done, it's dead, it's dead. And it was like outrageous joy.
Kitty Lambert-Rudd has been fighting for gay rights for years. She's president of Outspoken for Equality in Buffalo. Lambert-Rudd and her partner Cheryl Rudd were one of the first gay couples to marry 2 years ago after New York State legalized same-sex marriage. She is elated with the DOMA ruling that will allow her the same benefits other married couples share.
I can inherit her Social Security. I can inherit our own home. I can do so without having to pay like Edie Windsor and Thea did.
So truly being a married couple.
Truly. And no different than anybody else.
It's an incredibly overjoyous victory.
Brian Ball is president of Stonewall Democrats in Western New York. Ball is single, but if he decides to marry someday, he now feels confident about his rights.
Yes, it means, quite frankly, the world to be able to enter into a marriage and be able to file taxes jointly, be able to have the access to Social Security equally, and have those basic fundamental rights and protections and access to our safety net programs that any other American family does have.
But not everyone is celebrating this decision. The leader of the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo called it a tragic day for marriage in the nation. Bishop Richard Malone says the decision goes against everything human reason teaches about marriage. It is the Catholic Church's teaching that a marriage is a union between a man and woman and not same-sex relationships. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.